sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
Sing with me, church.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise. Oh, Lord our God.
Oh, praise.
Oh, praise.
Praise You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we praise You, for You are amazing. God, You are so good, so powerful and sovereign. You have power over death, power over sickness, power over brokenness and doubt and fear. You hold everything in Your hands, Lord. We find our hope in You, Jesus. How can we keep from singing Your praises, Lord, when You are so good? And so we praise You, Lord, today. We exalt Your name and lift You high. Lord, be enthroned upon our praises today. Pour Yourself out fresh upon us, Lord. May we see You, Lord, with fresh eyes today and come to know more of Your glory and splendor. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Accepted.
softer this time, and let the words really just sink in. That I'm forgiven because Jesus was forsaken upon that cross. We're accepted because he was condemned for our sins. We're alive and well now, and his spirit is within us. How can it be?
I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted, you were condemned. Now I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor. heavy. The chains break at the weight of your glory. I need a shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven.
Jesus, you are so powerful, so sovereign, Lord, that we have nothing to fear in this life, and we only have reason to just rejoice, Lord. And so we rejoice today. We praise you, God. We celebrate the fact that you are risen and that we have freedom and hope in you, Jesus. So just let that truth sink deep into our hearts today, Lord, and help us to live in a way that glorifies you and praises you because of what you have done and because of who you are. And so, Lord, we ask that you would speak to us afresh through your word this morning and just open our eyes to understand you more. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may be seated. If you would like to follow along with the reading, we are in John chapter 20, starting with verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. May the living God bless the reading of his word. The children will be dismissed with me and Miss Steph now. You can go out the door and right down the stairs and then down the hallway. And that's the same place you'll go to pick up your kids at the end of the service.
Thank you, Mara, for reading. And thank you, worship team, for leading us in that.